Today's GeoQuiz takes us to the so-called City of Sufis in Pakistan. It's close to the center of the country in the province of Punjab. It's both an ancient city and a prosperous commercial one. It's also an agricultural center with a delectable export, mangoes. We're not going to give you time to look at your maps today. The answer is coming up, like now. The first shipment of these mangoes reached the U.S. this past weekend from the Pakistani city of Multan, M-U-L-T-A-N. The mangoes were served up at a big bash in Chicago, hosted by Pakistan's ambassador to the U.S., Hussein Haqqani. Monica Eng is a food reporter at the Chicago Tribune. She says the Pakistani mango is something special.
It is indeed a wonderfully sweet and fragrant, aromatic, and smooth-fleshed mango. This is a really, beautfully textured mango. But some people I talk to, a lot of it is nostalgia.
A lot of it's nostalgia, but I am curious as to whether it's really true that you can bite off the stem and then turn the mango upside down and juice flows out as if from a juice box.
Well, you do need to kind of smush it in your hands and mush it up and then kind of give it a squeeze. But yes, you can suck out the nectar straight from the little hole where the stem was.
So was anyone doing that during this ball over the weekend?
Yes, actually, a surgeon from suburban Chicago, his name is Murtaza Rain, he wanted the flavor of this mango so badly that right there in his beautiful white suit in the middle of the ballroom, he bit it open and tried some.
So what's the what else was going on in the scene there? What were they serving, and why were they making such a big deal over this?
Well, they were serving mango custard, mango pudding, mango ice cream, mango tarts, mango cake, mango sangria, mango margaritas. The list goes on and on.
Non-alcoholic.
All non-alcoholic. And I think, one of the reasons such a big deal was made out of it is twofold, well, maybe threefold. Relations have not been great between the U.S. and Pakistan of late, and this was a really sort of positive development. Also, when the Alfonso mango came from India, there was a famous sort of, you let the Harley Davidsons into India and we'll take your mangoes in 2007. A lot of hoopla was made about it, and this, I think, is their kind of counterstatement to that. And I think people just really, really love the mangoes.
So it sounds like it's kind of mango diplomacy in a way, but also I understand that this harkens back to, you mentioned the Harleys going to India, this harkens back to oranges going to Pakistan.
Right. In 1954, a certain variety of orange from California was let into Pakistan, and it had become the favorite orange of Pakistan. And the Ambassador Haqqani mentioned that to Richard Holbrooke as a reason why we should let our mangoes in and why this could represent a cross-cultural exchange and, fruitful friendship.
This is the late Richard Holbrooke, the former ambassador. You mean Holbrooke was working on getting mangoes into the United States as well as trying to settle Afghanistan-Pakistan issues?
Exactly. Holbrooke was a famously big fan of the Pakistani mango. And the ambassador told me that when they were in meetings 2 years ago, they tried to put down a list of things that could be easily achieved that could create positive developments in U.S.-Pakistan relations. And this was definitely at the top of the list,
One of the things, yeah. And thanks for telling us all about the Pakistani mango, now on sale in the United States. Monica Eng, food reporter for the Chicago Tribune. Thanks again.
Thank you.
And congratulations to the winners of today's GeoQuiz texting game. They include Robert from Bell Canyon, California, Ann from Wasilla, Alaska, and Erica from Marietta, Georgia. You too can play the GeoQuiz texting game on your telephone. Just text GeoQuiz to 69866.